理课堂听 class.com。
When we came near to the shore, the captain called me to speak about how to obtain my freedom upon arriving in America. He explained that he knew someone who would buy me as a servant, but would then allow me to go free. We soon arrived in Virginia, after which the ship captain took us to meet the Virginian planter who bought us as servants. We then went to dine and drink wine. The planter then gave us a certificate declaring that we had served him faithfully and were now free to leave. For this, the captain demanded that I buy 6,000 pounds of tobacco from the planter, which the captain said he would sell. We then gave the honest captain a present of 20 guineas, which he was quite satisfied with. Soon after, I obtained news that my mother had died several years ago, but my brother, who I once called my husband, was still alive, living with one of our children. I was a little surprised to hear that my brother was indeed still alive. I then discovered that my brother could no longer see and could hear very poorly. I decided then that I would like to see him, although I would not announce who I was. I requested a neighbor woman to take me there, explaining that I wished to meet the other neighbors of the area. I went to see him, but when I saw my own son at the door, I was shocked to discover how my emotions changed upon seeing him. I wished to hold him and cry. I did not know what to do, and when I left, I could not speak or think of anything but my dear son, who did not know he had just spoken to his mother. The woman who led me to see my brother and child noticed that I had become quite upset upon seeing my son, although she thought I had become ill and needed to return home to rest. I quietly agreed. As we were going back, we spoke of my brother and son. The woman began telling me the story of the two men. "There is a very strange story about that family," she told me. "The old man had returned to England and fell in love with a young lady there, one of the finest women that ever was seen here. He married her and brought her here to his mother, who was alive then. He lived here several years with her," continued she, "and had several children by her. After some time, the gentleman's mother began speaking of her past in England, and the daughter-in-law became quite surprised and uneasy. In the end, it seemed that the old gentlewoman was her own mother, and so her husband was her own brother. This news horrified the family and almost ruined them all. The young woman would not live with him, and at last went away to England and has never returned." I, of course, was quite disturbed at hearing this story. I asked her 1,000 questions about the story and discovered that my mother had, indeed, left me a small fortune and some land, as she had promised me before I returned to England. I was delighted to hear the news and began to plan how to obtain the fortune and the land which was currently held by my own son. I then decided that my husband and I should move to Carolina to buy land, as I did not yet wish to have my son and brother know I had returned. I had not told my husband of my marriage to my brother, and did not desire that he discover the secret. He noticed that I was becoming increasingly anxious and worried before we left for another part of Virginia. He often asked to know what was upsetting me, but I knew I could not yet tell him the truth. I decided that my husband and I would go settle in Carolina. Then I would return to introduce myself to my son and collect the fortune that my mother had left me. I told my husband that we could not settle in Virginia, as I had many relatives living there, and I did not wish for them to know the reason for my return. I explained that we must settle elsewhere first, then return to see my relatives. Soon after we were settled in a new area, I persuaded my husband to allow me to return to Virginia to find out more about my friends. He now happily agreed, as he became familiar with the area and began to do business. He was now fully satisfied at agreeing to go to America instead of dying in Newgate as a terrible criminal. After my husband and I had bought a great deal of land and settled, I returned to Virginia to see my brother, who was once my husband. I was now determined to return to see my brother immediately to explain who I was. However, after arriving in the town, I decided instead to write a letter to him first to tell him I had arrived and that I had not come to trouble him, but had come as a loving sister. I said some very tender, kind things in the letter about our son, asking that I would be able to visit my dear child, who I had not seen since he was a small child. I knew that since my brother could no longer see, the letter would immediately be given to his son, who would read the letter first. Soon after the letter was sent to the house, my dear son demanded to know where he could find the woman who wrote the letter. He was told and immediately came to see me. "There she is, sir," my son was told, as he entered the inn. He then came directly to me, kissed me, took me in his arms, and began to cry like a young child. I was overjoyed at seeing my dear child again, who now recognized his own mother. After a short time, we both sat down to talk. He told me that he had not shown my letter to his father or told him anything about my return, as my brother was quite ill and could no longer see, and worried quite often. I realized that my son had decided wisely not to tell his father that I had returned. My son explained that he knew I could not bear to see my brother after discovering that the man who had once been my husband was actually my brother. My son then explained that my mother had left me a small fortune, which she had kept for me, hoping that I would one day return. A few days later, my son asked me about where I was living, and soon explained that he owned a great deal of land nearby. He insisted that if I were to move to this land, I could earn an income of nearly £150 a year. He told me as well that he made quite a fortune on his own land from selling tobacco. He then explained that he would happily send me about £100 a year, part of the income he earned from his land. This news was all strangely wonderful to me, although I still worried about my husband, who I loved dearly and would not leave again. During my stay, I often dined with my son and my brother. Although my son did not tell his father my true identity, I stayed here about 5 weeks before returning to my husband. We decided to stay on our land, where we made a great income from the land, and after a short time had several servants working on a great deal of land. During the second year there, my dear nurse came to live, taking along the rest of my fortune I had left with her, which greatly surprised my husband when it arrived.
"I see now that I was not cheated when I married you, a woman of fortune. I think I have married a fortune, and of very good fortune, too.
Said he, we were now quite comfortable and wealthy, and increased our fortune every year. After 8 years, we earned nearly £300 a year. Nearly a year after I had returned from the first visit to my son, I was surprised to hear that my brother, or old husband, had died. This news was quite agreeable to me, because I could now explain the story to my husband and my son. My son continued to pay me £100 a year from the income on his land, and sent me home each year with a great number of presents. Sometime after my brother had died, I told my son that I had gotten married and invited him over to see us. After my brother had died, I told my husband the story of that marriage. Although I did not tell my son that I had been married to my husband for several years, but rather that he had owned land nearby, and we had married soon after we met. My husband was quite understanding after I explained the story of my old husband also being my brother. We lived together with the greatest kindness and comfort. We have now grown old. I have come back to England, being almost 70 years old, my husband 68. We are both in good heart and health. We have decided to live in England for the rest of our lives, to live honestly, after so many years of evil lies and cheating.
Written in the year 1683.